Washington.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, this is interesting. There's going to be a high school, Rockhurst High School in Kansas, that is going to introduce mandatory random drug testing. Apparently, one of the teachers is going to take a piece of hair and get hair samples collected from students for random testing. Now, this is a boys' school. I believe it's a Jesuit school. And what they're going to do is take 60 strands of hair from each group of randomly selected pupils at Rockhurst High School in Kansas, Missouri, to be tested for cocaine, PCP, marijuana, and, of course, other illicit substances. They say this will be mandatory, and this is going to start the following school year. Now, from what I understand, private schools can do that. I believe there's a private school in my city that does do random drug testing for anybody in athletics. And I got to say, I like it. I think random drug testing is awesome. I mean, you know, when I was in medical school, I think to start residency, we had to go through random drug testing. None of us failed. But, I mean, I don't know what they would have done if we did fail. I mean, you know, that would have stunk. Can you imagine? Right? But, I mean, they said, all right, guys, do your testing. And, you know, you got a cup and you had to go to, I believe it was Quest Laboratories, and they had a bathroom, and the toilet had no water. It was a waterless toilet, I guess, because people could try to mix their, they could try to mix their, urine with water to dilute it. There was no sink, and there was like a temperature gauge on there, because that's another way to tell if somebody, you know, messed around with the urine. So you did the urine test and you came out, you handed the sample, and then you washed your hands in the hallway. I don't remember how we opened the door though. I don't know how. I remember they did something cool with the door, so we didn't have to feel like we we were touching somebody else's, the door where somebody had dirty hands prior. I don't remember. But, I mean, we had to do that, and it was understandable. I mean, you know, we're going to be taking care of patients. Patients' lives are in our hands, you know, as we enter internship and residency. So a member of staff, Rockhurst, is actually a barber. He will be tasked with collecting their hair. It's going to be taken away and assessed for evidence of banned substances or alcohol abuse. Many times you could tell over the last 90 days. They say if they do encounter a student who has made some bad decisions with drug or alcohol, we will be able to intervene, get the parents involved, get him help if necessary, and then help him get back on path of better decision-making, healthier choices of his life. Now, some of you could say this is a little too much. You know, we have schools now infringing on people's civil rights. But what if we're talking about drugs? Are they allowed to do that? I mean, is random drug testing by a job, by a school, unconstitutional? I don't think so. I mean, if you want to make sure that you have somebody that is, unstable, all right, to make sure they're not unstable, sorry for the double negatives, and you want to ensure that your other students are safe, all right? I mean, I would love to see statistics of these teenage shootings and these teenage fights that happened in high school. How many of them tested positive for drugs? That would kind of be interesting. That'd be interesting. Yeah, I mean, you know, another statistic we need to know is how many of these violent crimes are from assault rifles and assault weapons versus shotguns. Now, isn't the Alabama hostage situation where a man kills an Alabama bus driver and then he has a 6-year-old hostage, was that an assault weapon or was that a handgun? You know, that's right now, from what I understand, Congress is holding hearings regarding, you know, how they should address assault weapons and background checks. I do agree we do need better background checks. I do agree. I mean, I don't think somebody should transfer, if they buy a gun, they shouldn't be able to transfer it to somebody who hasn't been cleared. by the FBI, etc. So I'm in agreement with that, but I'm very, very nervous about them being able to sidestep the Second Amendment, go after one group of guns, and then the next week they could say, but look at what happened in Alabama. Right? You know, many of these shootings happen with handguns. And if I'm not mistaken, I think the statistic is higher for handguns than assault rifles. So for those in Congress who say, look, if we get rid of assault, you know, weapons, you know, we're going to help the situation and improve gun violence, I don't think so. And then they're going to say, well, it looks like now we got to move to handguns. And if you aren't scared by already the move to take one set of guns away, wait till they want to remove handguns. So I love the idea of going back to the high school level and seeing who's doing drugs and who isn't. I think that's wonderful. All right? I mean, and it's a private school, so I believe they're allowed to do it. I'm not sure what you could do in the regular school sector. And if any of you know, please call in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But, my children know that I could randomly drug test them. We've discussed this. So I'll be able to randomly drug test them anytime I want. All right? But I have no idea what the friends are doing. I don't. You know, now, you know, in terms of alcohol, we know kids are going to drink. I mean, that's just something that we are prepared for. I mean, this is high school. That's when kids start to drink. It's also when many of them start to have sex. It's also when many of them start to backtalk to their parents, although my kids have already preceded that in grade school. I'm already getting the backtalk, and I don't know how that came about. I'm probably too soft a parent. But just because the school or the schools may be making this move, going, all right, great, well, the schools will tell me if my kids are doing drugs, you need to be a little bit more proactive, especially with the alcohol, et cetera. And, you know, there was an article that came out saying, how could you tell if your child is being bullied? Well, very similar symptoms to if your child is drinking and your child is doing drugs. Okay, they start to avoid you. They start to avoid school. Certain things are missing in their collections or their belongings. Grades start to go down. Now, that's a huge difference, whether your child's being bullied or whether your child's doing drugs, a huge difference. But it's the same symptoms, and a lot of parents, they miss it. They think, oh, well, my kid's a teenager. So because my kid's a teenager and they're going through puberty, they are going to be grumpy. They're going to have, they're going to be more volatile. They're going to have more mood swings. Well, yeah, hormones can do that, but also so can drugs and also so can being bullied. All right, we as parents and grandparents, we just need to have our acts together and watch what's going on more. Don't go away. We've got a lot to talk about. 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. In all orders to the lower 48, ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, are printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Food stores? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. We're going to talk about carjacking for a second here. All right, this is probably one of my favorite types of stories to report on, when a thief or a criminal is a complete idiot. Now, this guy was lucky. Randolph Bean, 51 years old, was waiting to pick up his wife, who I believe was doing a hospital shift in Orlando, Florida. It was supposed to be picked up at about 11 o'clock at night. So he owns a Corvette, looks like a yellow one, and he was, you know, waiting for his wife. Well, he got carjacked. Now, what had happened is he was pulled out of his car. They started yanking on the door, made him open the door. He flung it open. They dragged him out, demanded he get on the ground face down so he couldn't get a good look at them, and had a gun to his head. Okay, not an assault rifle, get handgun. All right, and I'm not going to talk about weapons again, but again, most of these crimes are done by handguns. So that's going to be the next, like I said, move with Congress is to go after the handguns. But here, let's just move on with this story. So he's on the ground, and the thieves get into the car to take it away and carjack. You know, remember, carjacking started when somebody realized you didn't have to hotwire a car. All right? If you just carjack the car, the keys are already there. And you get the car, and then you get to drive off. You don't have to, you know, break into the car. You don't have to break a window. You don't have to figure out how to hotwire it. You don't have to figure out where to find the keys. So carjacking became very popular, I believe, in the 80s, because people realized they could just, you know, take the car. Unfortunately, some carjacking victims get killed. In this particular case, he didn't. And I believe they kept him alive because they didn't know how to drive the car. They were carjacking. It was a standard stick shift. It wasn't automatic. And so these guys didn't know how to start the car or drive it. So the victim, Mr. Bean, was kind of yelling at him, you got to hit the clutch, you have to. You know, he said he had to tell him four different times to hit the clutch, you know, push the clutch. And I guess they couldn't do it. So the suspects gave up and ran away. And so Mr. Bean, he was surprised by the thieves' incompetence, right? And he thinks there's also a lack of driver's education classes in schools for their inability to operate a non-automatic car. So I love it. I just love hearing criminals. The crime gets foiled, right? Oh, you foiled the crime because they didn't know how to drive stick shift. Unfortunately, though, they did take his phone, his keys, and his wallet. So he is still pretty ticked off, okay? But he said, my first thought was, I guess we don't have driver's ed in school anymore because no one knows how to drive a stick. Then his second thought was, don't shoot me because you can't start the car. I'm trying to help you out here. All right. Oh, no. Very lucky guy. Very, very, very lucky guy. He could have easily been shot in the back of his head. Now, I am concerned. You know, my kids, I would love to teach them how to drive stick. I didn't know how to drive stick. That's when automatic cars were starting to be more obviously in favor. This was in the 80s. Driver's ed, you only trained on an automatic. And so it had to be a boyfriend of mine in college who taught me how to drive stick. Stop the giggles. It was a car. Right? Thomas and Mack parking lot was nice and open. They didn't have any of the, I love huge parking lots that don't have those concrete dividers when you drive, you know, or when you park, you know, on where you need to park, you know, where it's in front. I can't tell you how many times I thought a parking lot didn't have it and I would drive right over one. That's ruined many a tire. But Thomas and Mack parking lot back in the 90s, because I live in Las Vegas, Thomas and Mack is where we have all our basketball games and a lot of our concerts before MGM started their stadium as well as Mandalay Bay. And, I mean, it was just wide open. So I was able to learn how to drive a stick, and it was probably one of the most natural things. I found it very, very easy to learn how to use a standard, you know, and so I want to find a standard because our car right now isn't standard, it's automatic, so I can later teach my kids. I think it's important for them to be able to get into any type of car and know how to drive it. But yeah, they don't teach it in driver's ed because most cars aren't made that way. But don't you miss it? Those of us who had, don't you just miss it? I do. All right, now, carjacking. Okay, a lot of people don't realize that when somebody wants to steal your car, it's very, very well planned. You know, one little trick of the trade is somebody coming up and bumping you with their car. All right, now there's other people in their car. You're like, oh, I got, you know, looks like we have a fender bender. I need to get out. I need to assess the damage. I need to exchange insurance information. And then the other guys in the car take your car. So it's a very, very easy trick, right? You know, there was a horrific, horrific murder where there was a woman lying in the street. I forget what state this occurred in. And the victim, you know, pulled his car over because he sees a woman lying there in the street. He gets out to help. Somebody from behind the bushes hits him over the head, kills him, and then takes the car. The woman in the street goes and takes the car. So, you know, we get a little paranoid, you know, on do we get out of our car. You know, a lot of us are good Samaritans. We're good. I mean, I'm a doctor for crying out loud. If somebody is lying out there in the middle of the street, like she was ejected from a car. He was ejected from the car, was, you know, crossing the street and sees. I mean, I'm going to want to get out there and start performing medical help. I would probably want to be the most gullible with that type of trick. And we are taught, you know, even as physicians, call 911. Stay in your car and call 911. Now, what do you do in terms of a fender bender? Do you call 911? No, what I would do is just roll down the window and see if you could get the information that way. Problem is if the person who bumped you isn't willing to give you their information, and they aren't willing to come to you, and you aren't willing to come to them, they could just easily drive away, and now you had somebody that hit your car, and you can't do much about it unless you're able to see their driver's license. But that is a trick of the trade. Carjackers will do that. They'll rear-end you. All right, so let's say you want to avoid getting carjacked. Well, you know, these rules are basic. Common sense. Okay, you always want to park in well-lit areas. Now, every now and then, a light in a parking garage or a parking lot, you know, could kind of flutter, and you know, so try to go where you see a bulk of lights, right? Or park near the front if you can. Okay, make sure it's not in a visually obstructed area. You know, I can't stand parking next to the garbage cans. Many garbage cans are obscured by these concrete walls, and I hate parking by concrete walls. I also hate parking by those little cubicles where the garbage bins are, because somebody could hide behind there and then come on out and attack you. They recommend for women. Now, this is coming from. Let me see what site this is coming from. This is coming from Crime Doctor. Oh, I love Crime Doctor. These guys rock. All right. They say if you can, you know, park in an attended garage or use valet parking. I know it's expensive, especially in New York. They say if you can, ask for a security escort. If you're leaving the mall and you're a little nervous, see if one of the security people could walk you out. You may have to wait for somebody, but that's what some security officers are for. All right. They say watch out. This is another trick. Watch out for people who loiter in the area and they hand out flyers. All right. Sometimes what these criminals do is they just can't stand there and loiter because somebody will come up to them. But if you're handing out flyers for a cause, please help ABC Children's Cancer Charity. Please help their charity. We're trying to help, you know, kids with cancer. A lot of times they get left alone. Well, it's a fake charity. They're handing out flyers and they look for a gullible individual where they could then hopefully attack you or grab your car. Of course, trust your instincts. If you think somebody's following you, something's not right, you want to go to a safer place. Someone's trying to approach you, change direction, run into a busy store. As you approach your vehicle, look around, all right, around, inside. I was always taught to look in the back seat of the car, and I do this to this day. I mean, here I am, 30 years later, always checking the back seat of the car because then people would carjack you years ago. They would just be actually sitting in your car if you left it unlocked. You know, another thing that we do wrong is some of us leave our keys in the car. I've done that many times, and I need to stop doing it. So my husband, I don't want to carry my purse. So I'll leave my purse, and, of course, my set of keys are in the car, and my husband has his keys. And, of course, I'm at the Walmart parking lot. I go, honey, do you have your keys? Because I really don't want to carry my purse. I want to leave. Huh? I want to leave my purse in the car. I don't want to bring the key. Do you have your keys? Yes, I have my keys. You left your purse. What? And, of course, you have the whole parking lot. Here's that. Okay, probably a big mistake, but we do it nonetheless. All right. Your kids will sometimes cause you to be a victim because they take so gosh darn long trying to find their toy when they come out of, you know, when they get out of the car. Teach your kids to enter the car quickly, get out of the car quickly. Make sure as soon as you get into the car, you don't dink around with your CDs. Start the car right away. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food.
Now the Freeze-Dried Guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House Survival Buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House Survival Buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow us on Facebook. Really quickly, before I go into some of our medical news, I didn't have time to quickly get to what you should do if you are being confronted by an armed carjacker. I just didn't be able to get to that port, which is a pretty... scary, okay? You know, many of us have never had to deal with this, and I hope you never have to. But, you know, in my family, when my grandfather was held up in historic gunpoint. You know, he did everything he had learned as a police officer. It's a shame he couldn't unarm him, though. You know, I mean, you know, my grandfather was, you know, had been a police officer. He had been a, you know, in the army. But again, he was older. And luckily, that was during a time when, you know, criminals wouldn't always shoot. They would just take the money and run. But they say if you ever are confronted by an armed carjacker, don't resist. Okay, if they want the money, if they want the keys, give them the keys, give them the money. Okay, it's not worth it. The $20, the credit cards that are completely maxed, you know, the driver's license. I know it's a pain in the butt to get the. See me, I'm not worried about the cash because I really never have cash. I never have money. I do have my favorite lipstick in my wallet, and I've just recently lost that. So I really don't have anything too much of worth. I don't have kids' pictures in there, but just my driver's license. And I could see myself hesitate because I don't want to give my driver's license because that's a pain in the butt. Not a big deal. You know, worst case scenario, a cop pulls you over. You say, look, I was carjacked. I'm still waiting to get my driver's license. I don't think they'll arrest you on the spot driving without a license, right? They'll just give you a ticket. All right? So you can always kind of deal with that, and you can show proof that you were carjacked. So don't freak out about that. Give him what he needs. No need to fight him. Don't think you could kick him in the nuts or you could punch him like in the movies. Don't, you know. But the one thing, though, that we do always urge is never agree to be kidnapped. All right? You have, I think, more of a chance of surviving dropping the keys to the ground, running and screaming, than going, all right, I'll get in the car. Where I'm scared to death as a mom is if my child was in a car seat, right, strapped to the back, all right, then I would stay with my child, you know, and I would get into the car. But if, you know, if you're, God forbid, going through that, and you don't have a child with you, I think you have more of a chance to run and scream. Again, drop the keys, okay? So then he has to actually find them. And that may, or she, and that may actually give you enough time. They say if you are forced to drive, according to this, this site, they say consider crashing your car near a busy intersection to attract attention. So bystanders can come to your aid and call the police. Of course, call the police immediately to report the crime and provide detailed information. I've always thought that, you know, if I ever had to drive, right, or be the one to drive if somebody got in the car or whatever, yeah, I would probably hit something. You know, now, I have this planned out. I think about this stuff. You know, of course I wouldn't hit my side. I would probably hit his side. And then I would have my elbow ready so I could elbow him to the chin. And then I wouldn't be seat belted because I would want to be able to do a roundhouse kick. I know how I would do a roundhouse kick from the driver's seat. I got it all planned out. I took some, you know, self-defense and some taekwondo. And then I would kind of flip up and do it while the car is in the air from the collision. I got this all worked out. All right. And then I would make my escape from the sunroof. Yeah, either that or that would be a pretty good movie if I was ever in a scene. Right, with Viggo Mortensen. All right, so that's the plan. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is a story none of you want me to tell you, but it's come up again, and again. So you have to hear it. Another study has linked deep-fried, yummy foods sizzling in the oil to prostate cancer. And of course, with Super Bowl coming up and us trying to figure out if we should listen to Dr. Dahlia and put money on the Ravens because of her medical analysis of the coaches, or if you should put money on the 49ers, who I guess are expected to win. I know many of you are still kind of contemplating that and trying to go back and find the podcast. Yeah, well, you should have been paying attention. I'm not going to help you find the podcast. I believe the podcast was, I don't even remember, was it my Saturday show? Yeah, that's pretty important. If you guys are about to put money on the game, you need to listen to that. Anyway, scientists at the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center found eating deep-fried foods more than once a week boosts a man's chance of developing prostate cancer. And there is evidence that the fried foods are also tied to more aggressive forms of prostate cancer. What suffices as a fried food? Donuts. You know, donuts count. Many of you guys have your donut with your coffee. I love donuts. But I don't eat them because I don't want prostate cancer. Women could get prostate cancer. We talked about that. Women do have tissue very similar to a man's prostate. And you could run a PSA on women and it could be high. It's rare, but women can get prostate cancer. Of course, fried chicken, fried fish, and French fries. If you're concerned and you aren't sure what could be fried foods, if it has fry in the description, fry, like French fry, fried chicken, it counts. All right. Researchers did not conclude whether the elevated risk is a result of the high heat cooking methods or if it was related to the fat content. They say a number of cancer-causing agents are formed during the cooking process, which scientists believe could be the underlying problem. All right. No, that doesn't mean to eat your chicken wings raw. It means, you know, I mean, what I would probably do is just, you know, skin the fried, I mean, I love fried chicken, but I don't eat fried chicken skin. You know, I take off the skin, I wipe off the fat, still though, tastes good. Fried chicken is probably one of the best tasting chickens, right? Even without the skin. But they don't know. They don't know if it's the heat. They don't know if it's the fat content. Again, sorry to break this to you right before Super Bowl. 1-877-DALI, 1-877-DOC, D-A-L-I. All right, so I guess we may have another aphrodisiac. Now, forgive me if this doesn't come out right. I think it's called chuchuhuasi, right? Do you, any of you guys know about chuchuhuasi? Yeah. It's apparently, I guess it's from Amazon tree bark, and it's legendary for enhancing sexual desire and function. Apparently, we've also known that chuchuhuasi is a pain reliever. Now, its genus and species name is called Myotenus crocovi. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very sexy sounding. And I guess it's a very large Amazonian rainforest tree. See, to me, I just think the Amazon is sexy. So, you know, if my husband says I'll take you on a trip to the Amazon forest, I don't have to eat no chuchuhuasi. I'm ready. It's a large rainforest tree that grows as high as 90 feet. It has reddish bark. And apparently it's been used for centuries as a tonic medicine. And we have seen, I guess, this bark used in a variety of folk medicines. They're supposed to have herbs, etc. And I guess Amazonian people drink a small shot of the tonic every morning for stamina and endurance. It relieves aching back, preserves and promotes libido and sexual function. They say the roots tonic is usually preserved in a sugarcane rum or some other pleasant alcohol. I'm sold. One popular Peruvian brand of this is available online. Really? Again, chuchuhuasi. Apparently, they've been studying it since the 1930s. The U.S., Japan, Spain, Italy have been all over this. I guess there was a book in 1961 called Witch Doctor's Apprentice. It explored the Amazon in search of cures in the 1950s and had remarked that chuchuhuasi, I love saying that. I think I'm going to name my next pet chuchuhuasi. Time to eat. Don't pee in the closet, chuchuhuasi. Bad chuchuhuasi. They say, I'm probably mispronouncing it too. I really feel bad for any of you in the medical field or any sort of science field where I bring up a story and I mispronounce the name of the compound or the name of the medicine and I do it multiple times to the point that you want to hit your radio. I really apologize for that. I don't mean to do that on purpose. It just, if I don't know how the hell to pronounce it, I'm going to pronounce it the way it looks. Chichuasi. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. I love that. Chichuasi. Everybody, Dr. Dahlia here. Now listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We are supposed to be launching next Monday a live clearance of the Dr. Dahlia Show on XM from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time. Even though my show runs 9 to noon, we will be live on XM 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Now, my faithful truckers out there have informed me that the change might have already occurred. It's not supposed to start till next Monday. Some of you said you were hearing Dave Ramsey during my show. Thank you guys for keeping me abreast of everything, because sometimes my breasts are so large, I can't see what's going on. Hey, come on, that was cute. Did you see? I just made that up. Okay. Anyway, thank you guys for keeping me knowledgeable of what's going on. Again, you could do so on our answer line at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. But from what I understand, the changeover is not supposed to happen until next week. But for those of you who got a great dose of Dave Ramsey, consider yourself lucky. It's a great show. But keep me posted. Now, if you, though, did miss yesterday's first hour of the show, I urge you to go to the podcast. You know, I don't like to repeat too much day after day, but we hit a lot of good information yesterday. So if you did miss the show and it didn't play when you could hear, please go to my podcast. If not, I'll figure out how to either replay the show or give you more of that information, because I just don't want you missing anything really good. Lord knows it's a rare day in Kansas when I, you know, actually have a good show. And so if I think you missed it, I need to make sure we get that to you as quickly as possible. Yeah, urgently. Urgently. I love Chef Ramsey. I can't wait for the Hell's Kitchens to start again. Urgently. Urgently. See, that was because I was always told hurry the up, you know, when I worked in the kitchen. But urgently is nice. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yeah, but we are in contact with XM. So all your emails and discussions and notes were really well appreciated. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, so electronic cigarettes get a big thumbs up. It looks like one report says they're doing pretty good, both psychologically and physically. I guess electronic cigarettes have a mouthpiece, they have liquid nicotine, an atomizer which heats the liquid and turns it into vapor, a battery, and an LED tip that glows like the tip of a lit cigarette. Now, early versions of this date back to the 1960s. Apparently a patent was awarded to inventor Herbert Gilbert. Yeah, I don't know if he's still married. This was back in the 60s. And the modern versions of electronic cigarettes, I guess, began the modern versions, I guess, got the biggest push roughly in the year 2000-2001. Now, I guess there's a Logic and a Blue. I don't know much about the different brands. And I need to apologize because all the information I seem to get from my patients regarding electronic cigarettes is not as positive. And, you know, my guess is because they're still getting nicotine into their system. You know, so I don't know if this article was written to, you know, help market Logic and Blue, but if some of you have had a great success with e-cigs, electronic cigarettes, please fill me in. You can email me from my website at drdahlia.com, or you can call into 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Unfortunately, though, I just don't, with my patient population, have enough good news or any success stories for that matter, because people are still addicted to the nicotine. We need to figure out a safe nicotine substitute. Many people aren't doing well with Chantix. I had another patient we tried on Chantix. She said she felt horrible on it. Some of my patients like it. Some don't. So, you know, if you are in medical research out there or with a pharmaceutical company, keep working on this, please, because we need to get people off the smokes. Now, every now and then, Fox News has a great bulleted article with a nice big font, and I love the font so I could read it on air. And they come up with the 6 P's of arthritis. Yeah, 6 P's of arthritis. I love it. Arthritis is huge. 80% of people over the age of 50 have some form of arthritis. I'm surprised it's 80%. You would think we'd have wear and tear on our joints, you know, at any age. But I guess 80% of people probably complain to a doctor or complain to their coworkers or their spouse. So what are the 6 P's? Well, pain. Okay, you know you have arthritis if you have pain. Right, the joints start to destroy because of the inflammation. Inflammation causes wear and tear on the bones, the synovial joint, the cartilage. And so if you do have pain in a joint, it should be evaluated. A lot of times we do x-rays. A lot of times we'll still recommend physical therapy. We'll recommend exercise. Certain activity could increase your arthritis, but a lot of activity helps your arthritis. Right? But pain is a sign. And if you hurt, that's your body's way of telling you, don't do it. okay, until it gets evaluated. Pounds, they say limit extra body weight. The less you weigh, the less poundage, and then hence less arthritis. They say this rule especially applies to knees and joints of the feet, but of course hips and spines don't do as well if somebody has too much extra weight. They say if your BMI or body mass index is greater than 30, it increases your risk of arthritis. Parents is the third P. We blame our parents. If we have arthritis, most likely our parents have arthritis. Now, my parents were never complainers, and I think my dad died too early to have arthritis or complain about it. He was only in his 60s. If you have a family history, whether they have rheumatoid arthritis, gouty arthritis, osteoarthritis, you can actually have an increased risk. They say genetics have been researched to be a 50 to 70% predictor of arthritis. And so, again, we can't choose our parents, all right? Pounding impact. Now, I used to run, and pounding on that pavement and that asphalt really messed up my back, my joints, and my hips. So it's probably better for your joints to do less impact sports, you know, like Pilates, weightlifting, all right? But pounding the pavement and running and jumping could be an issue. Also, you get pounded playing football. Posture and position. Oh, they slipped in an extra P there. They cheated. Of course, if you, let's say, need a chiropractic adjustment because you're out of alignment, but you don't go to the chiropractor, and you're out of alignment, and the bones, let's say, are a little shifted, well, bone on bone is going to cause more arthritis. That's why I am a huge fan of manipulation. Osteopathic manipulation, chiropractic manipulation, manipulating my husband, I am a huge fan of the manipulation. So get that looked at. Physical activity. We talked about physical activity can make it worse or it can help it. They say recommended activities for those with arthritis is swimming, biking, and Pilates. I got to tell you, I don't do well with the biking, not with my knees. My knees are so shot from skiing and running. I can't do the bike. I can't do the recumbent bike. I can't do the stationary bike. Never been able to. I can do the elliptical. The elliptical is nice. I'll walk on a treadmill and I'll do Kegels. You know, when you do Kegels, it doesn't even affect the pelvic bone, right? You got to get strong there. Of course, sometimes you have to change your underwear size because you may go up a whole size. Osteoarthritis affects, you know, the delivery would be much better if I didn't giggle afterwards. I got to work on my delivery. Osteoarthritis affects 27 million Americans. Now, that's osteoarthritis. That's the bony wear and tear. We didn't even start talking about the rheumatoid arthritis and the gout, psoriatic arthritis. You know, many of you with arthritis should get a uric acid done. A uric acid test could be high if you suffer from gout. Some of you could suffer from pseudo gout. Some of you could have underlying uric acid destruction of the bones or their joints and not realize it. We used to blow off asymptomatic hyperuricemia. I know. I'm just as guilty. You never want to blow off asymptomatic hyperuricemia because what if, God forbid, the asymptomatic hyperuricemia is doing something that asymptomatic hyperuricemia shouldn't be doing? Agreed. But anyway, high uric acid in the blood, I don't think is all that benign. So get the uric acid checked, even if you've never had a gouty attack. If you have psoriasis and you're starting to get these plaques on your elbows and plaques on your scalp, you need to get that checked too. D3, omega-3 fatty acids, chondroitin, not a lot of studies out there, but it's something you can do in the meantime. And, of course, listening to the Dr. Deli show always helps, right? No? Doesn't help? Well, let's see what the next hour brings. Don't go away. 1-877-DR-DELI.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses
bacteria and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.